apply scales to his music too. Simply playing scales and switching directions a few times is enough to impress loads of people at a party, let alone incorporating multiples of them into a mini improv session. Today, lots of my students have released their music into the world. Some of them are forever stuck playing in bars and putting music on their SoundCloud. However, some of them you've probably heard of. Now, you may be looking at the size of this book and thinking, "You're seriously telling me this whole book is about scales?" Well, yes and no. While I will teach you scales, I also want to teach you to be a better guitarist in general. This means we'll go over the habits that you need to have in order to properly learn how to play the guitar. I promise that this book will not only teach you to play scales better, but also make you a far superior guitarist in general compared to how you used to be. Now, this book is mainly oriented towards beginners, so feel free to skip to chapter 2 if you feel like you've got a good grasp of basic guitar techniques. Alternatively, if you've already got a grasp of basic scales, you can move all the way to chapter 3 or 4. Now, I wish I could tell you learning guitar scales only improves your playing. However, not learning them will also actively hinder it. You simply won't have the necessary knowledge to play certain pieces properly without knowing guitar scales. An essential portion of playing the guitar is being flexible. Unless you notice the intrinsic patterns created within a song, you won't be having much luck learning it. If you're ambitious towards taking the next step in your guitar playing, then this is the book for you. So, let's not waste any more time. Any more words I spend explaining to you who I am is when I'm not teaching you scales in. So, let's dive right in. Chapter 1. Everything you need to know before learning guitar. Scales. We've got to begin somewhere. So let's start from the very first steps from when you picked up your guitar. Here we'll be going over the very basics. 1. Musical notes and tabs. You'll need to know how to read them and how they work. 2. How rhythm, measures, and pitch work in synergy to create pleasant sounds. These will give you the necessary foundation to actually start learning scales. With that being said, it might be a good idea to learn a few chords as well before you begin with scales. The reason we're learning these first should be obvious. Firstly, it'll be easier for you to learn scales if you can just look at a music sheet and play the music written there. Second, if I had to manually tell you when to play which note, I might just go insane. And I think you'd prefer to learn from a sane guitar teacher. While learning about tempo and pitch isn't quite necessary to learning scales, it is crucial to actually make hitting guitar strings somewhat resemble what we call music. Guitar tabs. If you've been playing guitar for any amount of time, you've probably heard of and used tabs. Tabs are the notational system most guitarists use, as it's quick to learn and read. While it isn't as versatile, being restricted to the guitar, it gets the job done. So let's get right into it. This is guitar tab. So the horizontal lines refer to strings. They're the strings of the guitar. The thinnest one is the first, and the thickest one is the last one. On these lines, you'll see numbers written. These numbers refer to which fret you should be pressing down on when playing a certain note. For example, if you saw the number 4 written on the G string, you'll find that you're supposed to strum the G string while fretting it on the 4th fret. Chords are written by simply writing the numbers on top of each other, with 0 representing an open string. Tabs are read from left to right. An open string means that you play it without fretting. Make sure that you've mastered this before moving on. As a guitarist, you'll mainly be dealing with tabs. However, sometimes sheet music will be necessary. Notes and sheet music. Sheet music is probably the only thing you absolutely need to start playing. Sure, you could theoretically play without knowing them, but it just becomes all that much harder. Tabs are also useful, but sheet music is essentially universal in the music world. Sheet music is essentially the musician's bread and butter. Now, you might think that's impossible. After all, can't you play every composition just by using tabs? While this is theoretically possible, by introducing multiple new